This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Thank you so much for being with me tonight. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732, for my dad again, 732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend on the air, texting, tweeting, and again, being part of the conversation. Look, for some of you who don't want to engage, you don't want to hear your voice, you don't want any of that stuff, send me an email. You can send me an email, you know, to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Anyway, let's get back to it. I got so much tonight that I want to get to, that I want to talk about, that I want to deal with. The Michael Howsam usually joins us on Thursday nights. This whole family thing is getting away with him, you know? I think his kids are playing football or something, so he's out there he's out there being a dad, which is what we should have more like him would be great, wouldn't they? More people, you know, being a family, being fathers, mothers, that kind of stuff. That would just be wonderful. Anyhow, I am Joe Messina, so let's get back to it. Trey Gowdy, I love this guy. I really hope when Trump wins, this is like his first choice for AG. Don't you think it would be great? I think you'd find a whole hell of a lot of people that have left this country and gone somewhere else. You know, all the little weenies that are saying, what's her name, Whoopi Goldberg and the rest of them, they're saying they're going to move to Canada.
Adios.
I think, you know, said this is one time. I don't know how you guys feel about this, but this is one time where I'd be all for the government putting money into a bunch of buses to take all these boneheads out of here. What do you think? That way there, you don't give them a chance to change their mind. You ride it right about the time they're really miffed, they're really upset. Get them on the buses, get their houses loaded up, get them gone, get them out of here. I still think it's interesting that they're moving to Canada, not Mexico. Or Africa. Or, I don't know, give me a bunch of other places. Venezuela. Iran, yeah, that would be a good one too, right? Go down to Venezuela. They got socialism down there. I'm sure some of you can afford to lose the weight from not having the food. 150, yeah, sure, it sounds good this time of year. $150 for a dozen eggs. Man, if your chickens would finally put out, we could be loaded, couldn't we? I don't think they're real chickens. Anyway, now I talked about this the other day, how the Oversight Committee. One of the witnesses just didn't show. His attitude was, hey, I don't need to be there. You guys are overreaching. Now, when are you going to tell Congress what an overreach is? Seriously. Now, I'm one of those guys, I'm okay with you bucking the law. I'm okay with you thinking that the law's wrong and it needs to be changed and all that. But I'm one of those guys that says, you follow the law. You change it when? When do you change it? You fight to change it. Once it's changed, then you don't have to follow it. Right? We're still a democracy. We can't have it both ways. You can't have a democracy, a republic and a dictatorship at the same time. It won't work. I guarantee it. So anyway, Gowdy gets a little heated in the meeting. He says, where's the criminal liability? You know, when he starts to get mad, I'm telling you, if I was in the room with him, I'd be ducking. I'd get under the desk because you just don't know what's going to happen. Now, Trey Gowdy fired off at Representative Steve Lynch Tuesday as they debated the Fifth Amendment immunity that was granted to the former State Department, the another paisano, right? Brian Pagliano. What do you think he is, in Sicily, this guy? Let's see if I can pull up what Trey Gowdy had to say about all this. Oh, come on. Is this the same one? Can't be.
We do have Mr. Combetta here.
Mr.
Thornton here. And we do have Mr.
Now, again, we have Chavitz is leading this committee, as you know. That's why you hear his voice again. It's not the same clip. But you got to hear Trey Gowdy. I love this guy.
Cooper here.
Mr. Chairman.
Gentleman from South Carolina.
Could I engage with the chair in a colloquy?
Yes.
I thought Witness Pagliano was granted immunity.
That's what I've read.
Well, Congress can't prosecute anyone, so the one entity who can has granted him immunity. I'm trying to figure out what his criminal liability is.
If a gentleman would yield.
Well, I was having a colloquy with the chairman.
I understand that,
but if you can answer the question, I'll be happy to hear from you.
The FBI granted him limited immunity for the purpose of...
The FBI didn't grant him immunity. The Department of Justice granted him immunity.
That's correct.
Don't you love this guy? We're not playing around here. He's not here for the fun and games. This is not Disneyland for him. He is real about this.
For that limited purpose.
How do you know it was limited use immunity? I haven't seen the immunity agreement.
Let me also inject here.
No, I have great respect for Mr. Lynch. I have asked
his attorney, Mr. Pagliano's attorney, says in his letter that he was given limited immunity for that purpose.
Well, that raises another interesting question that I hope the gentleman from Massachusetts will help me figure out, which is when you've reached an agreement with the government, oftentimes it includes cooperation with other entities within that same government. So I wonder whether the Department of Justice and their proffer or immunity agreement with Mr. Pagliano made it clear that he needed to cooperate with another branch of government. We can't prosecute anyone. Only the Department of Justice can, and they've made it, frankly, crystal clear. They're not prosecuting anyone in this fact pattern. So where's the criminal liability?
The gentleman has constitutional rights under the Fifth Amendment. Whether they are violated by the FBI or violated here in Congress.
Yeah, we need to hear the rest of this, okay? I mean, because that's the reality. If Congress has no teeth, if these laws have no teeth, why bother? Why waste the money? I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com, or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thank you so much for being with me today. I appreciate the time you spend with us, me, us, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let's get right back to it. And I do mean right back to it. You know, Trey Gowdy, I ran on this the other night, so I'm not going to beat my brains out about it. But if Congress can issue subpoenas, if Congress is trying to get to the truth, and they're being hampered, they're not being given the information they need, and people aren't showing up for the subpoenas, shouldn't the Department of Justice be out there arresting these people? Shouldn't the Department of Justice be all over this like white on rice? Otherwise, they have no teeth. It means nothing.
Well, but
still violated.
But as the gentleman from Massachusetts knows, the Fifth Amendment,
he cannot be required to be a witness against himself.
Right, but the Fifth Amendment doesn't protect you from non-incriminating answers.
Well, we've got a criminal referral here.
Not on him. He can say his name.
Sure it is.
He can say where he worked.
Sure
every
it
answer
it
doesn't
was issued
incriminate
after.
The gentleman from Massachusetts will suspend. The gentleman from South Carolina says, Tom.
I was just inquiring of the chair. I thought there was an immunity agreement in place between the Department of Justice and this witness. So if he's been immunized and you can't prosecute anyone for anything, where is the criminal liability to him coming and answering questions? Which further assumes that every question you ask is going to expose him to criminal liability. There is no Fifth Amendment privilege against answering non-incriminating questions.
Will a gentleman yield?
Sure.
But he can incriminate himself because we've issued a criminal referral here.
He's got immunity.
Because of the, He doesn't have immunity.
Haven't seen the immunity agreement.
Look at it. If you want to read it yourself, it's from the gentleman's attorney.
I'm going to need a more reliable source than a criminal defense attorney. I want to read the agreement itself. I want to read the agreement between the Department of Justice and this witness. And what?
Well, and why shouldn't they be able to? See, I don't understand. What's the big whoop here? Right? I mean, they're the ones looking for information. The bottom line was the guy was subpoenaed by Congress, and with no information to Congress, he just flat out doesn't show. I want you to try that in court. I want you to get subpoenaed. When you get subpoenaed to go to court to go in front of a judge, I want you to tell him you thought the judge was overreaching and that's why you didn't show up. Let's see what happens.
Whether or not that agreement requires this witness to cooperate with other entities of government. That is commonplace. For them to say you can tell us the truth but you can't tell Congress makes no sense. That's all I want.
Okay, the gentleman will suspend. The committee should also be aware that the committee did send a subpoena to Mr. Pagliano to produce this immunity agreement. That was due today at 10 a.m., and he did not produce that as well. So...
why? What are you going to do to me? What's going to happen here? What are you going to do to me? Absolutely nothing. This is what I'm saying to you. You know, and the Dems scream that it's just a waste of time. It's just a waste of this. They're right. It is a waste of time. If we can't force the witnesses to show up, it is a waste of time. And to that little comment about incriminating oneself, see, when you have immunity, you can incriminate yourself all day long. They can't prosecute you for it. You no longer have to plead the Fifth because the Fifth keeps you from saying something where you... it used to be you had to say, I refuse to answer on the grounds it might incriminate me. In other words, something I say might cause me to go to jail. See, I know we've gotten away from this, but... you know, incriminate, criminal, it's a bad thing. It means you created a crime. But we don't say that anymore because it makes the criminal feel bad. We don't want to feel bad.
Oh, he was under subpoena to not only have his presence here, but so that everybody on this panel can see this immunity agreement, which he supposedly has in his possession. Those documents were also subpoenaed by the committee, and he did not comply with that as well. It's the intention of the chair here. We're going to move on. There's a lot to address with Mr. Pagliano. Like I said, we're not letting go of this, but we need to continue with this hearing. We have,
you know, he may not be letting go of it, but the problem here is, what's he going to do about it? What can he do about it? Everything I've read talks about how long it takes to pull this off. Everything I've read, again, in almost any other circumstance, you're in jail. They'll drag you out of the court. You're in jail. Now, for those of you who come in later, you don't really understand what's going on here. The IT, this was the main guy for the IT company, Brian Pagliano. Brian was the one who set up the server, set up the security, did all of that, jumped in when they were having trouble. There's always one of those guys. He has absolutely no security clearance. And we're letting him work on classified material. Now, one of the three tech... that's another question I have for some of you who keep defending her. Well, she never sent it. Did she receive it? Yeah, she received it, but she never sent it. So she received it, and she allowed a guy without security clearance, a company without security clearance, to go ahead, go in there, back it up, look at the stuff, move it over, recover it, work with the whole email bucket, and that was okay. Because that's illegal, too. One of the three technicians who worked on the Secretary of State Clinton's email server, Pagliano, had spoken to the FBI under immunity during that agency's investigations. He ignored a subpoena to appear a witness at the congressional hearing, which prompted the South Carolina Republican Gowdy to go out of his mind. My words. Right? And again, his his whole argument here, right, was his attorney said, point blank, that the government was overreaching. That Congress was overreaching. Yeah, whatever. The and this, you know, we're not going to fix anything until we get the rule of law back and active in this country. We fix nothing. And speaking of overreaching, I don't know if you guys heard about this one. The government's cracking down on. Have you guys seen those? What do they call it? Neighborhood libraries, little free libraries, where people, you know, they give a book and take a book and that kind of stuff, right? So apparently the government is not happy with these, so they're cracking down. Now you see these. I don't know. Have any of you driven through your neighborhoods and you've seen? They look like little birdhouses with doors on them, but they got books inside them. And I understand they're doing well, you know, in our neighborhood, not in our direct neighborhood, but in our area, I understand they're doing well. People are, you know, are enjoying them. Little kids are going up to them. It's kind of something they can do on their own. They swap out the books. Now, the idea is simple. If you want a book, you take a book, and you leave another one in its place. So you can only read one book at a time, unless you're my daughter, who says she can read 3, 4, 5 books at a time. Right? This is a nice thing. It's a good idea. Worked out remarkably well all over the country. But if you want to talk about jerks in the government, you'll have to come back. Because we'll talk about it on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Are back.
Ow.
Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Hey, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. If you're on Facebook, listen through Facebook. We're also live on Facebook as well, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. You know, the I'm amazed at how little power. You know, we're taught. I just was thinking about it during the break. We were always taught to be somewhat fearful of the government. We were always taught when we were growing up that you've got to do what you're told to do. You got to follow the law. Apparently you don't. It's all a joke. It's not real. And speaking of government overreach, right? We're talking about these little free libraries. That's a good name for them. And you teach your kids how to be, you know, I mean, it's a great little idea because you can teach your kids how to be people of integrity and honesty. And you're going to go up and you give a book, you don't steal the book, you give the book, right? You take a book, you give a book kind of thing, and you allow people to share. That's a simple idea. I mean, it's a brain dead. Now, however, the government's cracking down on such a book sharing. Well, you know, because it's a problem for the government. Well, last summer in Kansas, a 9-year-old was loving his little free library until at least two residents proved that some people will complain about anything. I can't stand these people. I don't want to say hate. I cannot stand these people. You don't like it. You don't like the way it looks. You don't like something about it. You got to go complain about it. Even though 90% of the neighborhood is fine with it. And how much more harmless can something like this be? Now, Leawood City Council said that they had received a couple of complaints. Yeah, 200 people in the neighborhood. They received two. I would have sent toilet paper over the house. Yes. I didn't say throw it over the house. Now, let's be clear. They dubbed it an illegal detached structure. God. And they told the Collins that they would have to fine if they didn't remove the little free library from their yard. An illegal detached structure. So what's your mailbox? Because these things aren't much bigger than a mailbox. I wonder what your mailbox is.
They probably have community mailboxes.
Oh, yeah, they probably do, huh? crime, homelessness. I mean, think about all the things going on in that neighborhood or in and around that area. And the only thing the cops have to do is to show up and say, hey, that library's out of compliance over there. We'll have to confiscate the books, take it down. Bunch of idiots. I'm sorry. This is one of those times where I know the cops are doing what they're supposed to do. I get it. They're following the law. But, you know, they got to be looking at each other in the car going, we're really going to do this? Right? Can't we find a speeder we get caught up with for a while? Again, all the stuff going on around them in these cities and towns, and this is the only thing they're going to do. Now, two cities have recently cracked down on one of the country's biggest problems. That's right, small community libraries. We know, going rampant. Yeah, it's almost becoming as bad as marijuana in the neighborhoods. I don't know. You see, free marijuana or free books. Can't have either one. Officials in Los Angeles and Shreveport, Louisiana, have told the owners of the homemade lending libraries that they're in violation of city codes and asking them to remove or relocate their small little book collections. Right? This is why we can't do nice things, people. This shouldn't be a big deal, right? These structures are on private property. They're not large enough to do much of it. What are they? You know, if you glued three shoeboxes together, this is what they would, about the same size these things would be. They hold a handful of books, right? They teach the kids lessons. Are we serious? This is like the lemonade loons. You can't have lemonade because, you know, you got to have a health permit, and you got to have this, and you have that. You're going, my God, really? Have we really got to that point? We don't want our kids to know anything, to work through anything? Is that really where we're at now? As Connor Friedstorf wrote, this is what conservatives and libertarians mean when they talk about the overregulation, disincentivizing, and displacement of voluntary activity that really benefits people. It's good for everybody. See, listen to the word. I know, because you can tell it's just going to flow out of my mouth. This is where the Dems play the word games. This is where I keep telling you, do not allow them to dictate the narrative. And you're doing it as conservatives when you don't jump in. When you don't jump in and help out, you're allowing the Dems to win. You're allowing the left to dictate what the conversation is. Here's something that's good, but because of overregulation. See, conservatives aren't against regulation. You won't hear a conservative, well, I don't think you'll hear a conservative that I hang out with say that no regulation is allowed ever. That's not true. But listen, we're getting nuts. You're telling me that one of these small 10 book holder free libraries is a problem? It's an unattached structure? My God. Overregulation. We've constructed communities where you've got to obtain prior permission from agents of the state before sharing a book. You hearing me? And their proposed solution is to get scarce public art funds to pay for the needless layer of bureaucracy being imposed on these things that are already being done for free. So this is perfect. This is the way representative government works, right? The government, the community council, has okayed, talked about, love having these little libraries around the community in the little neighborhoods. Everybody's for it. They wouldn't be putting them up. They wouldn't be partaking with them. And like I said, you got 200 people there to love it. Then you got two morons who've decided, I don't like it. You can't have that. That's a detached building. Oh God, it's beyond ridiculous. Just beyond. And we have to spend taxpayer dollars on this, right? Do you want a way to fix it? Let the city step in. Let them send out a code enforcement guy to write it up. Give a letter to going to come back. You got to write the letter. You got to send it to them. Just nuts. Just nuts at every level. Tonight's kind of like smorgasbord night. You know how I do that? Where I take all the stories you guys have sent me over the week, over the last few days, however long it's been. Let's see. What do we got here? Oh, a recent Gallup poll. Said Americans, now, why we needed a poll for this, all they do is call me, I would have told them. Americans' trust in mass media plummets to a new low. Really? Seriously? I wonder if you think they're below Congress? Who wants to take that bet? You think at this particular point now they're below Congress? Who do you know? Come on, honestly. Who do you know that believes what mainstream media says? Anybody out there have friends, loved ones, whatever, unloved ones, that really believe mainstream media when they post something? Because I don't know. I don't know anybody who does. I love this. You wonder why I hate computers. This is why. So anyway, the Americans trusted mass media. Now, this is a new... This is a new story out of AP. Reports the news fully, accurately, and fairly has plunged to its lowest level ever. That's according to a new Gallup poll. Now, only 32% of Americans said that they have a great deal or fair amount of trust in the media to report news accurately. Now, an 8-point drop from last year, the lowest level Gallup has ever recorded in polling history. Where's Walter Cronkite when you need him? Right? Now, Americans trust in the media. When you think it's been, how long is this? For the last 7-plus years. I think it's longer than that. It goes back to the one poll they did went from 1997 to 2015. And in 1997 it was, they break it down by Republican, Independent, Democrats. So Republicans have always never trusted the media, apparently. 41% in 1997 said, I don't trust anything they have to say. It's down to 14% now. Independents were at 53% in 97. They're down to 30 now. And Dems, who are still drinking the Kool-Aid, were at 64% in 97. Now they're down to 51%. That's been as much of a drop. You got to get a kick out of this, though. This has to make you think where people... Where is this? What's the number? 35? Total? 32%. So 32% overall who say they trust the media. That's sad. So, you know, Gallup's been watching. I guess what Gallup does, the polls, they're keeping data. Oh, God, here we go. When Gallup does these... Gallup's? When Gallup does these polls... And I'll tell you more about it on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I got to tell you, you know, you guys are sending me stuff during the break. God bless you. You're really trying to get me to pop a vein, aren't you? That's how bad this, some of this stuff is. I look at some of this stuff, there's no way. There's no way this can be true. And then I find out it is, and it just goes through me like a red hot rod. I don't know how anybody, anyway. We've been talking about, I'm done with the library story. Bill Clinton. You know, when we talk about the politically correct stuff that the party pushes on us, that other party, the loons on the left, the progressives, right? It's funny how none of it applies to them. I've been saying this for a long time. It just doesn't apply to them. And by the way, the third hour, I got some stories. They'll make you come unglued. Seriously, make you come unglued. Bill Clinton had some. Now, I'm a believer in Condoleezza Rice. I think she was a great woman. I think she had a clue. I think she was a great woman. I think she did some great things for us in the Middle East. I think she would have made a great president. She would have made a great first African American slash woman president. We could have killed two birds with one stone, and we could have had a stronger economy, a stronger country, safer country. No. We had to choose a community organizer. So Bill Clinton, apparently, in a speech that he was given, had a, well, why don't you listen, and you tell me if you think it's condescending in any way.
Now we know, after all the hullabaloo over this email deal.
All the hullabaloo. Does anybody out there know what hullabaloo means? Young people, younger people.
You know, it was for a year we were told this is the biggest problem since the end of World War II. Oh. Finally, the Washington Post, their everlasting credit, said, I think we've had about enough of this. And
here's the upstanding paper out of New York that, well, they just love the Clintons.
We know that what Hillary said about talking to Secretary Powell about it was true. Finally, can you believe it? They waited so long, they released that email.
Yeah, but you notice how he only pulled that part out? Now, to my credit, we did the whole thing on Powell last night. Powell, he had choice names for both of them, for Billy and Hillary. Yeah, he didn't want any part of this. He didn't want to be dragged into this. He told them not to drag him into it. He's not afraid of them, and they drug him in anyway. That's because they don't care.
And we know that Secretary Rice didn't do email, smart girl. But our senior...
Did you catch that? Anybody else catch that? Isn't it condescending when you call a black man boy? Wouldn't it be the same when you call a black woman girl? Or frankly, if I, as a white man, an older white guy, if I call an older woman a girl, now she might appreciate that. I don't know. But man, that's considered taboo. That's wrong, but Billy gets away with it.
Girl, but our senior age did on personal devices, and we know that Secretary Kerry did until the law changed.
Until the law changed? It didn't change. Your wife didn't follow the protocol. It was really that simple. It's not that hard to figure out. Oh, go away. Don't start that with me. And he wants to blame it, again, they want to blame it on everybody else but themselves. I got one next hour that's just going to have you pop an eyeball. We have a senator that wouldn't stand up, or there's a senator that would not stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance, although I still can't figure out why. So Hillary, well, if I got enough time to do this, yeah, I can pull this off. So here's another clip of Hillary's that I think is just wonderful. Where we've strung together some of her some of her more memorable moments. How's that? Let's hear what Hillary has to say about, I don't know, same-sex marriage and so on. Take a listen.
To support same-sex marriage, I have not supported same-sex.
Oh, come on.
Marriage. I support marriage for lesbian and gay couples.
Okay, so when I'm running for office...
Click the button to get started.
When I'm running for office, I'm more than happy to tell you that I'm for or against gay marriage.
I voted for border security, and some of it was a fence. I don't think we ever called it a wall. Maybe in some places it was a wall.
We will not build a wall. I am a progressive.
I get accused of being kind of moderate and center. I plead guilty.
I will do everything I can to urge the Congress to reject the Colombian free trade deal.
One of our top goals is to complete free trade agreements with Colombia.
I support a $12 national federal minimum wage. I have been supporting the fight for 15
since.
Now, the sad part about this is every single time that you play these clips, and this is why they hate the interweb so much, because they can't hide this stuff. It shows up somewhere, comes back to haunt them. And because they can't say the words, yeah, you know what, I made a mistake. I thought it was 15, but I kept saying 12. Sorry. They can't do that. Their tongue would fall out of their mouths. Right? And that's why, again, that's why they can't stand the interweb stuff. But I don't understand why they can't tell the truth. I do not. Is it in the DNA? What is so? These aren't. Some of these aren't major issues. They shouldn't be a problem.
And do Democrats attack one another on universal health care?
He does eliminate the Affordable Care Act, eliminates private insurance.
She's talking about Bernie. So she's attacking Bernie on on health care issues. After just saying, since when do people do Democrats attack each other on health care issues?
Eliminates Medicare, eliminates Medicaid, TRICARE, Children's Health Insurance Program. Elections are about the future. But how do you determine what will happen in the future? Well, you have to look to the record. You have to look to what we say in campaigns and what we have done during our careers.
Amen. I think we ought to do that for her, don't you? Boy, I think that would be wonderful. If somebody would just line up what, well, you wouldn't need much paper, never mind. I mean, really, what has she done in her career? What has she really, truly, honestly accomplished other than getting elected to these seats? I mean, other than the fact that she's a Democrat, I can't believe that she's going to win. She'll win in New York, where she was senator. She promised to bring 200,000 jobs to that area. She had it figured out. She knew what to do. She was going to put legislation together. She was going to put it out there. She was going to push the New York legislators to vote for it. And look what happened. Nothing. I did this story a couple of months ago. Sorry, guys. Nothing. No. If anything, after losing a boatload of jobs, they got back about 30,000 jobs. Yes, she traveled a lot, too. Is that? But that, it's so Clinton-esque, isn't it? The Clintons are sure that they know what's right for you. Let me see. What's another fast, short, easy one I can do here? Oh, yeah, this one. This is a good one. The Prime Minister, Prime Minister Theresa May has been pressured. I think this is crazy, by the way. She's been pressured to ditch her high-heeled shoes to set an example for women. Can somebody explain this to me? What? We're going to find out in a second here. The story goes on to say, can women of power really truly command respect if they're wearing high heels? God. You know what? Well, I'll even go one step further. When you have to pull that thing out of your forehead because you made fun of a woman for wearing them, you'll see how much power those high heels actually hold. A group of trade union leaders in the UK who are calling upon British Prime Minister Theresa May to ditch her signature kitten heels for flats so she can set an example by wearing sensible shoes. Now, all right, you can't argue with that, right? Sensible shoes?
Hey, she wants to have her feet hurt. Who cares?
Yeah. She should be allowed to wear whatever she wants to wear. The call for flats came out of a conference of the Trade Union Congress. It has union in it, so I'm already suspect. Which represents union workers to the government being held in Brighton, England. The conference is backing a new law that would ban policies that force women to wear heels in the workplace. A reaction to much publicized incident in May in which a 27-year-old London receptionist was sent home for not wearing high-heeled shoes in the office. Now, if it's in your handbook, you sign up for the job. I mean, I don't care if it says men have to wear high-heeled shoes. If you sign the book, you should wear the shoes. Right? I mean, I'm not fair. Our new prime minister may be well known for her leopard print kitten heels, her leather boots, and her Jimmy Choos. I don't even know what any of these are. But if she really wants to advance the cause for women, there are two things she could do. This is according to the union leader. After removing her own high heels, the first is to make a point of wearing pumps or flats, and comfortable shoes for Kevin. I will never understand. You don't have to answer it now. Why they call them pumps? Doesn't make any sense to me. They're flats. That would make more sense. Let the media see that you can be the most powerful woman in the country without needing to wear designer shoes. I don't think the shoes make the woman here. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Hey, come on back, because in the next hour, we're going to talk about how in LA, the LA school system, you can't have the Bible and read it in there. But you can take on a Muslim name and live out the Islamic faith. We'll be right back.